There are some terrible questions in the scriptures, terrible because we should never ask them, and they're present in order to remind us of the person we should be so that we would never ask them. I spoke about one of them last Sunday, and that is when the lawyer says, "Who is my neighbor?" This question that I came across today in my reading is every bit as terrible as that question, and that is after the Lord had healed a man on the Sabbath day, they said to him, "Is it lawful to cure on the Sabbath day?" that they might accuse him. This is in Matthew chapter 12. What a terrible question. It seems St. Matthew is trying to get a certain point across, because three stories are in succession which are about mercy and about how easily man can not be merciful and yet be self-satisfied about himself because he follows some sort of legalism. At the beginning of chapter 12, they're walking through the fields. It's a Sabbath day and they're picking grains, and the Pharisees are quite upset about that. And the Lord basically calls himself God, saying, "The Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath." But before he says that, he says, "I desire mercy and not sacrifice." These were not merciful men who were speaking to Jesus. They were legalistic men. They were looking for some way to make him fall. Immediately upon this story, he goes and to a synagogue and heals a man with a withered hand. And then we have that terrible question, is it lawful to cure on the Sabbath days? What kind of soul would actually ask such a question? A soul that is dark, a soul that is full of darkness, regardless of whatever knowledge such a soul has. That soul has no idea what it means to be human. To be human is to be like God. And God is full of mercy. God cares. We should care. And right after this story, there is where he heals someone who's demon-possessed and blind and mute, and they make the ridiculous accusation that he's actually the Beelzebul, the ruler of the demons. This is because they were not merciful. They didn't care about one of their own being healed. They only cared about getting rid of someone who goaded their conscience. We must cultivate in ourselves mercy. If we do not become merciful, we are nothing. Now, that is not to say that we can be merciful without true belief. We must have true belief and true mercy. But I would have to say, and this is sort of a theologuma on my part, forgive me, I've known some people who are merciful who did not believe in God or hated the Western conception of God, a conception I hate as well. And they would call themselves atheists and yet have a heart that was full of mercy. Such a heart, I believe, God can reach. But a person who says they believe and yet does not have mercy in their heart for their brother, their sister, their neighbor, their friend, their enemy, such a person, God is far from their heart. May God help us to be merciful and to never ask such foolish and dark questions such as, is it lawful to cure on the Sabbath day, or who is my neighbor?